Hello, fellow ink drinkers, and welcome back to the Blind Girls Book Talk podcast. Are two sisters who love books and love to read, and so we decided to make this podcast to do a talk of a bunch of different bookish content. This can vary from book theories to book to movie adaptations to book reviews. The list goes on. It's, again, just a variety show of a bunch of different bookish content. But today we are actually going to be talking about book organization, and more specifically how we organize our bookshelves. Now, I will say we both use a very similar system because I always enlist Belle to organize my books or to help me organize my books.
I pretty much make her do the work and then I have to do...
Yeah, I do the go-through part, and then she helps me put them back on the shelves. So do you want to walk through kind of how you organize your books?
Okay, so for me, I have very limited shelf space. Where I keep my books is in like this corner back room to our house. So I don't really have much space because the room is slanted with the roof of the house. I have two, I'd say, big shelves. Is that what you'd say?
Yeah, you have two kind of standard bookshelves that are the normal tall and have like 5 to 6 shelves on them. And then you have three
like baby.
Yeah, like the little ones that you get from, I don't know,
wherever you can. I think we got them from Big Lots.
Yeah, wherever you can get furniture a little bit more cheaply. And those guys are just 2 to 3 shelves. Like, you could make it 3 shelves, but you have 2 that you made 3 shelves and then the one that you made just with 2 shelves.
Yeah, because if you do the 3 shelves, like, hardly anything fits in the 3.
Yeah, they're very tiny shelf space wise.
Yeah, so I don't have much shelf space for all the books that I own, which is fine considering I'm going to be moving out here soon.
Yeah.
So we're going to deal with it for now. But because of that limited shelf space, I have to kind of be creative on how I do organize my books. So I kind of have developed an organization by category.
Yeah, I think that's how one would classify your style of organization. Because you really do more by... It's not entirely genre, but it's kind of genre-based, and then from there, it's just different books that kind of go together is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily do it based on genre, but I do, like, create my own category system.
That would be the best way that I would describe it, because, I mean, you have your shelf of...
So I have, like, my shelf of fairy tales, which have, like, pretty much any and every fairy tale retelling. And then I just have a shelf of Beauty and the Beast retellings.
Yeah, because Beauty and the Beast is one of your favorites.
So there's that. And then I have a shelf that is a series of factual books that I've been collecting. So I have that. And then I have a shelf just of my copies of Austen. Yeah. And then I think I'm on 2 shelves of classics?
Yeah.
Two, three shelves?
Yeah, because we do use her little library study space as our recording space. And so looking at her shelves back there, I think there are 2 back there that are just full of classic literature that you want to read. And then I think the bottom one is your little bit of fantasy slash magic that you have.
Is that fantasy slash magic? Yes, that would be, because I moved the historical...
Yeah, we had recently moved her historical to the other big shelf, her historical fictions.
And then I have, like, another... on my other shelf, I have... I think the top is, like, lifestyle books.
Yeah, the few lifestyle books that you own
are, like, psychology, Island of the Colorblind's up there, those type of books. And then I have my Jane Austen retellings, which is completely full, and you need to stop me from buying.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And then you have my shelf of murder, because that's another category I do, which we're not even going to talk about that, because that shelf is way past full, so we ain't getting to that.
Yeah, you almost need to make that one two shelves, but you have no room to do that.
Well, I kind of can't do that, because on the shelf below it is my Shadowhunter fantasy shelf slash the limited amount of romance books that I have.
Yeah, one day we're going to reevaluate. I'll help you reevaluate a better way to do it, because I know there's a better way to do
it. There is a better way to do it, but...
we just can't think of it right now.
I have very limited shelf space. Let's be real here. Yeah. Because before this room became my study slash library, it was my playroom as a child.
Yeah.
And nobody thought that it was going to turn into what it is now.
Yeah, this is definitely not what really anybody thought of when we had picked the rooms that we were going to be living in when Belle was a lot younger when we moved into this house.
And
so
she,
yeah, so she kind of automatically said, I'm going to make this my playroom. And we were like, yeah, that's brilliant. And now it's morphed into her little study area, which is nice. And I'm kind of jealous that I only use mine for storage.
No, you have that big round chair there. You could have used it for studying, but you had to study around people.
Yeah, I did like to study around people just so that way I could bounce ideas off of other people.
Unlike like, that's, me.
That's kind of how I learn best. We've learned is that I like to just kind of talk to other people and just bounce ideas off as I'm kind of thinking through things. So for the most part, I think I did a lot more homework in my room and only a little bit out in the study.
Sometimes. For me, it was, I'm going to do it. Leave me alone. And I'm still that way. Like, I love just learning at my own pace and by myself. So when the pandemic hit... and, you know, my college went all online, I was thriving.
Yeah, you really had enjoyed that because you were just back in your study doing your thing. And everybody learns differently, so...
yeah, everybody's different, so to each their own. For me, eventually moving my desk into my now study is what was best for me.
Yes. So you have just kind of these... well, and I have them too, except mine is broken down a little bit differently because I'm a bit more of a different reader.
So that's like the one thing. We each break them up into categories, but our categories are different. So like I have my big shelf of Austen retellings, and Aria has a big shelf of just witch type books.
Yeah, I have a lot of... and I call them, there's kind of the witch category, and then there's also the magic as well. There is a bit of a distinction between the two.
Well, your magic is kind of in with your fantasy.
I need to find a better system of how to break it down, to be honest with you, because mine sometimes becomes this amalgamation of fantasy slash magic slash witch craft slash vampire slash like there's just a whole lot of slashes, and there's no real good way to break it down a little bit better. So that's just something that I have to figure out on my own, because I do try to break it up a little bit. Sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not. It really just depends on each time that I go through. But I also have what, and this is something that you don't really have, is I have my shelf that has, I call them like my reference books, and pretty much these are just different collections of Greek mythology stories, of just different mythology stories. Plus, there are some classics in there. Like there's a couple books of Poe in there. And I have that shelf because I am trying to get more into writing stories myself personally. That's a little bit of a goal of mine. And so I wanted to have a shelf of things that I could pull inspiration from, because again, I love retellings and I love, you know, how people put their spin on different stories. You know, at the end of the day, I would like to try to do that. It might not work out. We'll find out as time goes on, but I just kind of have essentially one whole shelf that is, you know, those reference books is my classics. And then I think at the bottom of that shelf is like my box sets of different books. Yeah,
box sets. The only thing that I think I have that kind of comes close to your reference shelf is probably the book of like useless information that I collect.
Yeah, those are probably the closest that you come, but that's also because you really do like
useless trivia facts
and that kind of thing.
Whereas you like to say, I breathe and I know things.
You just know things. Like you don't even.
It's called research.
Yes, I know, which I am not the greatest at sometimes. You're a lot better at the research than I am. There have been different times when we've gone to things or we've stumbled across something and, you know, like a movie or something, and we'll be watching said movie. And then by the end of the movie, Belle has figured out like the entire cast's life story and the writer's.
That's not true.
The writer's goal and vision.
That is not true.
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's what it feels like though, because like there will be times that I will just be like, oh yeah, do you remember this thing? What do you, you know, what do you think about this thing, like XYZ? Like it's just some random question. And she'll rattle off this answer. That's accurate. Like, it seems like it's pretty accurate. I'm like, how the heck do you know this? And she's just like, oh, I just looked that up. I found this at blah, 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 blah. And so for me, I'm just kind of like, oh, she just knows things. And that's fine. I need my oracle, my sphinx.
It's really, I just like useless information, because then I can just be like, tell me a fact I don't know. And then there's very few people who can be like, oh, there's this fact. I like being the one to correct people when they're wrong.
Yeah.
And to win arguments. Don't get into an argument with me.
That seems to be pretty darn accurate.
Well, anyway, so after we get our categories in, then it's my job to kind of put them on the shelves, which, as much as I'd like to put them in a better organizational way than I put them in, because pretty much as of right now, for whenever I put both of our collections onto our shelves, it's pretty much a, how can I make this jigsaw puzzle work to fit as most books in a shelf as I can?
Plus all the shelf decorations.
Plus all the shelf decorations, which, so for me, I feel like you have more than me.
I don't know, man. Like looking around here, I feel like yours are just different than what mine are. Like I think mine, because I do have in the apartment where I live, I have my two cats that live with me. And so a lot of things that can't be broken have to go on higher shelves because they normally don't really go up into the shelves. They have their own cat trees and things that they typically tend to stay towards. So we put the things on high shelves just for safety of the things that are breakable or
plus
important.
You have Bingley, and Bingley likes to think your collectibles are toys.
Yes, he does that a lot. So I have to kind of put things that have a little bit more give to them towards the bottom. And those are the ones that the bottom shelves are the ones where a lot more books sit, and then the top ones are less and less and less and less until it's kind of all shelf decor, just because that's the only way that I can get it to fit at this point with how my apartment is and with having the cats. Hopefully one day when we move, it will be a little bit better, because then the cats can kind of have their dedicated space, and hopefully I can at least kind of shut where my bookshelves are away from them, so that way they don't.
Well, I'm hoping, because fun fact, I'm going to law school after I graduate. So Arya is coming with me wherever I go. We're going to get an apartment together and it's going to be great. Yes. Two blind girls living together. What can possibly go wrong?
It'll be great.
But I really want to have an office for where I can get my schoolwork done, where Arya can get any work done that she has, and then all of our books could just be in that room, and then we could just close it off to the cats.
Yeah, that is the ultimate goal, so we'll see what happens. Time will tell, but regardless, so a lot of times then, yeah, Belle is pretty much playing this really weird game of Tetris about trying to figure out how many books can go on a shelf and how many books can she fit on a shelf safely.
With still looking aesthetically pleasing to the eye.
Yes. And she hasn't done the whole, because there are some people that do double stacking.
Oh, I hate that. We are never double stacking.
Yeah, she hasn't done that, and she does not like to do that. So, you know, we just kind of go with what we got, and eventually, like, things are starting to spill over a little bit, so I think before we move, we are going to have to downsize a bit. But that will come with time. All right. Well, do you have any other tips for anybody, or do you have any tips for anybody if they're looking for some inspiration for book organization?
Pretty much when it comes to book organization, you just have to find what works for you. For me and Arya, it just works that we do it by our own category system. But I mean, for some people, they don't like that. For some people, they do alphabetical order by author. Some do complete genre, you know, it's all dependent on you and what you like the best.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, everybody has their own things. There are some people that, like, they have to have it color coded because neither of us can see color. You know, that doesn't really go.
We ain't doing that.
Yeah, we're not. We don't do that. So for us, it is very much the genre system works well. For some people that won't, and that's okay. And I mean, at the end of the day, organizing your shelves should be something that is satisfying to you and what looks good to you.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we are about out of time for today. We want to thank you for joining us as we talked about how we organize our books. If you like what we're doing, if you want to help us grow the show, you can leave a like, leave a comment, leave a review, all of that good stuff. Share it if you would like. You don't have to, but if you'd like to, again, really helps us to grow the show. So, like I said earlier, my name is Arya.
And I'm Belle.
And next week, dear readers, we are going to be talking about
our buddy read of The Inheritance Games.
Okay, so we will see you guys next time. Bye.